Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet the NBA on TNT with a no-sweat, same-game parlay from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. Every Thursday night, you'll get bonus bets back if your same-game parlay doesn't hit. NBA same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. Build your own or choose from one of the popular same-game parlays already made for you in the FanDuel Sportsbook app. However you want to play, you can bet the NBA on TNT every Thursday night with a no-sweat same-game parlay. Just head to FanDuel.com/RS. Download FanDuel today to get in on the action. And if you're in Massachusetts, get ready because FanDuel is coming soon. Make sure you check out FanDuel.com/Mass and take advantage of their great pre-live offers. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued on non-withdrawable free bets that expire 15 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text next step to 53342.
The Volume.
Well, welcome back to the Richard Sherman Podcast, and a friend of the program, Megatron Calvin Johnson. Welcome back. How you been?
Doing good. Staying busy, man. And quiet.
I ain't mad at that. Hey, your Lions having a busy offseason, that's for sure. They signing some people, getting some discounts for a change. How you feeling about them so far?
I think that it is important for them to have a good offseason, man. Obviously, they need to have a decent draft, but I think the free agency was even bigger for them. And I think that they had a solid free agency and then were able to build upon, you know, how they finished the season last year.
I still can't believe they got C.J. Gardner-Johnson. I don't know how they got that going. The safety market is just – it just go bad every year. And now they talking about A-Rod to the Jets. That's kind of insane. I mean, you being in a division with him as long as you were, what you think about that?
It's crazy. It's crazy just to visualize him somewhere else than Green Bay. You know, but if anybody can do it, I feel like he's one of those kind of players that can, you know, that transcends and can do well in any situation.
No question. I agree. I think Green Bay is going to try to hold the Jets hostage for a while. It's such a weird deal that they got going. I mean, you would think the parameters would be set already, but they playing all kind of games like, hey, if y'all don't give us this, then we just going to wait it out. And they're going to make A-Rod do something else weird, I got a feeling.
That's what they're going to make him go into another retreat or go into another dark closet somewhere or something. But, I mean, it seems like, I mean, obviously, they don't seem like Green Bay, you know, wants to move forward with Aaron. So, you know, they're going to try to get all they can out of this deal.
Right, right. I mean, I just don't see what you give them if you're the Jets. You ain't giving them no multiple first-round picks. I mean, y'all already trying to get rid of him. We got to pay him $50, $60 million. Like, look, just take a few picks and get up out of here.
Yeah.
And then, man, they pissed me off with this Lamar Jackson situation. I just, like, because soon it's when Burrow's come up and he asks for the exact same thing, and the same people that's mad about Lamar ain't mad, I'm going to be mad.
The same thing, man, when he came out, it's like, this dude should be a receiver. You know, it's unfortunate that you know, he has to go through that just because of the color of his skin, it seems like. Because, like you say, anybody else really just get the bank, because the bank's going to get thrown at him. You know, and for his caliber, the caliber of player that he is, I honestly thought, you know, the Ravens would have wrapped this up from the jump. They wouldn't even went this far. But I mean, here we are now. You know, he's negotiating for his own contract, and who knows all the things that were said in those meetings. So I mean, that relationship, man, it's probably torn.
You guys heard me talk about Game Time, the fastest growing ticket app in the U.S. If you're looking to get to an NBA or NHL game this week, or even a concert, Game Time has amazing last-minute deals on tickets to all of these events. If I was looking to go to the Lakers, Warriors, I just go on the Game Time app for a fast and easy experience. No matter where you live, get out for some fun this week. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use the promo code Sherman for $20 off your first purchase. Again, create an account, enter the code Sherman, S-H-E-R-M-A-N, for $20 off. Do it today. You talk about a dude who's done everything right. He ain't got no trouble off the field. He go out there, y'all designed y'all offense around the dude, got an MVP on his rookie deal. Y'all barely give him any weapons, and he's still out there making it happen. Only lost 16 games on a career, and you sitting here every day sitting there wondering, like, and it's, What pissed me off is when Kirk Cousins got his fully guaranteed deal a couple years ago, I thought all the quarterbacks from then on were going to be like, hey, you know, if it ain't guaranteed, I ain't taking it. Then Mahomes took that BS deal in just 10 years and wanted to look like $500,000. Like, but if you get a half of that fully guaranteed, everybody's happier. Everybody goes, that sets precedent. But when he didn't set it, then Josh Allen didn't set it. Now Lamar's trying to set it after Deshaun's already set it. And they're like, nah. Nah, we ain't letting that go.
Yeah, I know, you know, the ownership, they have their conversations, and then, you know, they don't want to, you know, allow certain things to happen because it sets a trend going forward, you know. But, I mean, they should have thought about that when the Kirk Cousins deal came up. I mean, they should have thought about the bad boys that are coming after him, who are the big dogs coming after him. You know, they didn't think about that. And, I mean, this situation, this is the bed that they made.
Right. It's the bed that you made. Now land it. Like, it ain't, like... For them to say nobody's interested in him, nobody's interested in trading two first-round picks. I mean, they trading two first-round picks for D linemen, for safeties, for everything. And you're talking about that former MVP of the league. A lot of these teams don't got nobody at the quarterback spot. So y'all would rather – some of them trading two first-round picks to draft a kid that you don't know what he going to be.
Do you think it's because of, you know, the whole agent situation, or do you think that has anything to do with it?
I don't think so. I think they're going to use that. They're going to say that just to add more, you know what I mean? Because they want to put that fire out. They want to stop having players represent themselves and keep, you know, solidifying the agent industry. But I don't think it has anything to do with it. I think it more has to do with these owners have gotten together, had a conversation, and said, hey, we're not giving any more guaranteed contracts. Everybody agree? We agree. Okay, cool. So we're not even going, but the fact, no, they're not even having conversations talking about it. We're not having conversations because we just know the Baltimore Ravens are going to match it. So you're not willing to spend 15 minutes drawing it up and say, hey, oh, Baltimore, what if they don't? You got a franchise quarterback.
It's absurd. I mean, this guy has done everything. You say he's kept his image clean, and he's balled the hell out ever from the beginning. So it just, you know, it's just sad to see that, you know, he can't get what he deserves.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just frustrating. But the draft's coming up. You had a crazy draft story, you know, at the combine. I remember hearing they said you ran in somebody else's shoes. Was that really true, or was that just, you know, it's urban legend now?
It's urban legend now. Actually, I let the guy use my shoes because he apparently didn't come with cleats to the combine.
What?
Yeah, right. I know, right? I'm like, I guess he wasn't planning on working out at all. But, I mean, from what I understand, most everybody, you know, got that workout in at the combine. But the guy is a quarterback. He wore size 15. I happen to have a 15. And I wasn't going to do anything that whole trip. I didn't have to do anything. But I came in wearing 240. And they was like, oh, you can't run. You can't do this. I'm like, shoot, man, I've been putting up good times my whole training session. So I'm about to go show these fools. I called my agent. Hey, Bus, man, I need some cleats. I ain't bring nothing with me. He sent me some cleats. And I brought them things out there on the field. And my man didn't have any cleats. He was about to run in his tennis shoes. Just so happened I was there, just timing-wise, and he was able to use my cleats because he wore a 15. And what everybody saw was him giving me back my own cleats. And he like, he was the last one to run, so the guys was like getting all ready to run, and I'm sitting over here waiting for my cleats, so they're yelling at me to get over there. And that's what everybody saw, that transaction there.
Who is this quarterback? That's what I need to know. Who is this?
I forget his name, but I think he was Eastern Carolina, I believe. I think he was a quarterback from Eastern Carolina.
Well, I'm going to have the guys. Y'all got to go back and look and find out who that is. Eastern Carolina.
I'm glad I don't know his name, so I don't put him on blast like that.
Well, I mean, hopefully he did something in the league, but he wasn't no Megatron, that's for sure. But what was the draft process like? Because like you said, you weren't planning on working out there. You know, my draft process, I had to do a jump through every hoop they put in front of me. I said, hey, jump, ha-ha, brother.
It was crazy. I came out after my junior year, so I went straight to Orlando, like right after, once I made the decision, you know, packed my things, went to Orlando, trained with Tom Shaw. You know, I went there because they had a great strength and speed training program, as well as I had a professional experience from coaches that played in the league. You know, you're competing against guys in the league, cornerbacks. You know, that's another thing that I saw. Like, there's cornerbacks that are here, professional, and guys that are going to the league. So I'll be able to get some good reps in. So that summed up my couple of months leading up into the draft. And from that point on, went to the combine. And like I said, didn't plan on doing anything. My agent said, I don't have to do anything. You know, you're going to be a top pick. And, you know, so I was just, you know, went and did my little biometrics, got my weight and all that stuff done. And I weighed in at 240, but I was like 5%, 6% body fat, you know? So they was like, yeah, ain't no way that you can move and whatnot being 240. And I went out and ran a pretty good time at the combine, and you know, the rest is history.
They gonna study your DNA when you do. They gonna study your DNA. It's a couple dudes in the industry, yours, Aaron Donalds. I mean, Ray might get a look, Charles Woodson. It's gonna be something. They just study. Because my goodness, I mean, when did you know, at what point did you know you're going to Detroit? Did you ever think the Raiders would give you a shot?
Honestly, I thought I was going to go to the Raiders. I had a good rapport with Coach Kiffin at the time when he was out there. I really liked Kiffin. But I think, you know, Davis, you know, RIP, he won his quarterback. You know, he wanted to throw that thing deep. He saw Jamarcus Russell as that. And, you know, so I was actually, you know, I was literally getting my mind around living on the West Coast. So I'm like, dang, I could be up in Oakland. I had no idea I'd be in the Midwest. I thought I was going to be on the West Coast, or I was going to be in Tampa or Atlanta. I thought those were like my three places I was ever going to end up. Detroit.
They got you. I bet the Raider fans are sitting there wishing they had gone different too. That would have been. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I don't know about the Oakland facilities. That, you know, I don't remember having a good time at that stadium when we went to go play them. But I love the Davis garbage, family. Man, it was garbage.
It was so small, man. That locker room was like 1,000 square feet.
Bro, I remember seeing roaches. The one time we went in there, I was like, "Hey, bro, just keep my bags on the bus. Like, I'm not bringing no roaches back to the house. Not doing that." I thought this was National Football League. College lockers is better than this.
Hey, man, I went by Alabama recently, man. I'm like, that's the best locker room and facility I've seen, college and NFL.
Right, bro, they now these kids making money. Ain't no reason to leave college. These kids going to be doing 5, 6, 7 years.
Can I get that 7 Kobe year?
Boy's going to be like, yeah, let me get that burgundy shirt. You know, I had the burgundy shirt, you know, because I was playing, but I wasn't playing the way out. You know what I mean?
Right. Find excuses, get that nil.
Right. Oh, man, I can't imagine how much you would have been making in NILs and all that nonsense, boy. Goodness. Crazy. Mm-hmm.
The tournament is heating up, and there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. That's because right now, FanDuel is giving new customers a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Just go to FanDuel.com and sign up today to claim your no-sweat first bet. Then you can wager on everything from the money line to point spreads to which team will be cutting down the nets. And this weekend, we're going to roll with my hometown team, the Michigan State Spartans. It is March, and it is Tom Izzo's time. Michigan State minus 1.5 against the Kansas State Wildcats. We're going Michigan State to cover the 1.5-point spread. So don't miss your shot at a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 when you join FanDuel today. Just go to FanDuel.com to sign up. Make every moment more with FanDuel.
21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued on non-withdrawable free bets that expire 15 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
So what's changed in the last 3 months? What you been up to? I mean, I obviously, you're still doing Primitive. Is that going good? Is that, you know, thriving?
Yeah, I mean, the flower industry, you know, cannabis industry, it's shaky in Michigan, but we're still standing strong. Our brand and what we built with the vertical company is still, I mean, we've been running 4 years. It's like a it's a locomotive. It doesn't stop. But what we've done recently is, you know, we dropped Primitive Performance, which is very exciting, man. We're just bringing those products that we use when we're professional athletes, adding plant medicine, so adding cannabinoids in it. We have THC and CBD versions. And just doing that to affect people's everyday inflammation. You know, everybody deals with pain. Everybody deals with inflammation, which is a precursor to pain. So I think it's a product that, you know, the everyday athlete, you know, if you're an active individual, you know, it'll definitely come in handy, you know, because we're affecting the rehydration and just your wellness and recovery. So, and like I say, I always talk about it. It's about quality of life, and we're just building products surrounding that.
So, do you think the NFL will ever embrace it? You know, obviously they're starting to embrace alternative medicine a lot more these days. And athletes in general are accepting it more. They're trying to find ways to get away from the opioids and things of that nature. Do you think this is the next, you know, likely and possible transition?
100%. I think you see the current climate. You know, everybody wants to put natural things in their body. You know, I think as professional athletes, we have to, you know, think, you know, with that same kind of mind frame, you know, natural derived things going to our body and things that are synthetic don't, because we never want to get popped. You know, it's so easy. There's so many different things out here that so many different supplements out here on the market, you know. So I think what's different about us, obviously, we're coming with nanotechnology. So we're changing up how we're delivering the product. But we're coming from the cannabis industry, one of the most highly regulated industries in the world. And, you know, we kind of went the opposite way that you see a lot of companies go. So a lot of companies will start with CBD because it's really low hanging fruit. As we've been in this industry, our eyes have been open. You know, we're focused on innovation and education and continue to push the ball forward. And we're able to do that with these new kind of products that we're bringing out.
Economically, is it affected by the climate, the political climate, the stock market, you know, the prices that you're able to, you know, how your business does? Because there's very few industries that are insulated from, you know, the landscape and the environment of the world. Is the cannabis industry one of them?
I guess in some ways it is. For outdoor growers, obviously you have to worry about climate. For just the industry as a whole, politics, bureaucracy, I guess more bureaucracy than anything. Politics, you know, it's kind of a snowball now. It's built up too much momentum. It's not going backwards. Cities and states are realizing the new revenue stream that's there that really wasn't there for 4, 5, 6 years ago, you know, bringing in millions of dollars. So there's no way that that's going backwards. Really being indoor grows, you can really control what happens, but through bureaucracy, through politics, you know, depending on the supply and demand, how many operations are allowed to be open, you know, I don't really see the industry taking a hit, just more so the operators, depending on how you're built.
And back to the NFL, because, you know, a lot of people don't even understand about TUEs and things like that NFL gives to certain people. If you got ADHD, you can get a TUE for Adderall or whatever prescription medication you're on. Do you think they'll ever transition to that for marijuana or just throw? I mean, they're barely testing as is right now. So I think it's right on the edge.
Yeah, you know, this is an interesting thing because the NFL carries so much weight. You know, I feel like the NFL can make a move and society kind of would kind of almost not almost follow, but yeah, they'll kind of follow. But at the same time, you know, cannabis is still Schedule I, so it's still federally illegal. So I'm not sure if they're willing to move against, you know, the federal guidelines or, you know, what the federal government is doing currently. If they were to make a statement and just to say that cannabis is, make a statement of cannabis, you know, we believe in cannabis, the healing powers of the plant, we want to do more research and we're not going to test our players for it because we don't see it as a, you know, this and that, a negative thing. You know, like I say, that'll carry a lot of weight and it will push those that see it, that make the decision, the policymakers, they'll see that. And I think that would help push this thing over the edge. But I go back to my beginning statement. They're not going to do anything against what the federal government does, I believe.
Yeah, they're not going to risk their antitrust and all that good stuff, their political ties, because, you know, every owner is a part of some kind of political affiliation and has friends in high places until they all see it eye to eye. I don't see a way for it to turn into green. You know, green always is the magic for everybody. If they start making enough money, things change. But you got any questions for me?
No, man. How are you liking? How's life after football for you? I know you got a family and all. Your podcast. How's all that going, man? I was thinking, you know, I've always had, you know, thoughts about doing podcasts, even if it's just surrounding, you know, what we're doing here in cannabis. You know, talk a little sports and stuff. But you know, how is it?
It's really fun. It's really fun. You know, it keeps you around the game. It keeps you doing what you love, seeing and studying the game, seeing new techniques, guys evolve, guys get better, guys get worse. You know, it gives me time to spend time with my kids, to hang out. I coached his basketball team. We went undefeated. That was fun. Now we're going into track. And so it's fun. I enjoy it. I enjoy the game still. I enjoy being around it, you know, having conversations with the next generation. Speaking of that,
Have you ever thought about doing like a receivers like retreat, like the, because the D-line does the, you know, pass rush summit. We tried to do one, but DBs are so finicky, and I'm sure receivers are just as finicky. And I mean, we only had like, we invited like 15 and like four showed up, mm-hmm. five showed up. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, something like that would be really cool if that ever came together. And you know, guys, you know, the best players playing right now, some of the best to ever play, and just sitting there giving guys the game. Because I don't think enough of that happens these days. I mean, guys are getting better, guys are improving, but the delta, you know what I mean, the gap between the really good guys and the next guy is really, you know, it's great. And I think, you know, you're always looking to close that, and information, knowledge, technique can always help that. Have you ever thought about starting something like that? Obviously, you're busy with Primitive, but got a lot to offer.
Definitely, you know, other than what I do with my foundation camp-wise and that, you know, that's all. But I do want to just, I mean, because you mentioned it, I've been always wanting to, you know, get with, you know, I know Champ Bailey's in Atlanta and guys like that, really receivers and DBs, and get together and do something exactly what you're talking about, you know, likes of yourself, you know. Because I think, like you said, there's so much to be that we can pour into the younger generation, and we can do it on a large scale as well, especially with the names tied to it. So I'm not sure if that's something you're talking about, but definitely that's of interest. Just like I said, I just lack the time to get all that stuff coordinated. I need to hire me a new assistant.
look at you, thinking in real time.
For real though. I did have another question for you. Talking about sports and kids, man. What, like, I hate the climate right now. I hate to use the hate, but I dislike the climate where kids are playing like AAU or they're playing certain sports just year round now. You know, they might be playing football. It's crazy. I heard they're playing football year round now.
Don't make no sense.
Like that. My thinking is like, I play all sports. You know, I was able to gain tools from all different sports. Baseball, I gained a lot from, you know, basketball, what have you. And I just feel like, you know, it just helps build a more well-rounded athlete. So when the time comes when you are in high school, if you do want to go to college, you do want to play a sport, it'll make it easier kind of to find your niche, you know, if you're well-rounded kind of growing up versus just this kid just plays baseball all year round and based on, baseball don't work out. You know, there's nothing else to fall back on because you don't have any other experiences.
Right.
I'm just not saying that everybody got to be an athlete, but I mean, my kids can play team sports. I definitely see the value in that. And I mean, if they want to make a career out of it, so be it.
Yeah, I'm totally in agreement with you. I don't play that. I don't like that. I actually dislike it fully. You know, if it's in association with other sports, like, hey, you practice for basketball on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and you can go to a practice for football on Thursday. Cool. Good job. You know, but this basketball season, you know what I mean? You can still go work out with your buddies if that's what you want to do. But saying one sport year round, we're going to put all our eggs in one basket in general just don't make sense to me. You know, right. It don't make sense in life. It don't make sense in business. It don't make sense in how I'm raising my kids. I mean, my son plays piano. He plays sports, plays football, basketball, soccer, runs track. Like, we're going to try it all. And if you fall in love with something,
right,
we'll specialize in that a little bit. But
Right. No, 100. That's good. What else I have? What else I want to ask you? This is your first year? Was this your second year doing the commentating?
This is my first year.
I think you did real good at that.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I think that was what I wanted to do if I didn't, you know, if I didn't play in the league and didn't, you know, get no time in the league. I was going to pursue that angle and hopefully get a nice gig and work my way up. And thankfully, I played the game long enough at a high enough level that they gave me a chance to do it after. And like I said, it's fun. You get to go in the stadium. The only weird part is when you leave, you didn't win or lose. You know, that's the weird part of leaving the stadium. You're like, you get in the bus, you're like, all right, that was cool.
You're right.
What am I supposed to do with myself? And getting ready for the games, like, you so used to being locked in on game day. Like, man, we got game at 8:30. Like, I'm locked in, get my breakfast, got my routine. When you don't got to play, it's just like, all right, so y'all want to go get coffee or something? I guess we can chill to the game. You know, it's just different. But we got a good team.
with Fitz and Witt and Tony and Carissa and Michael and Taylor and, you know, all the people we got. So if they want to continue it long term, I think I got a 3-year deal right now. But if they want to continue it long term, I'd love to.
Hey, yeah. Now, I remember, you know, I played with Nate Burleson. And I always, like, when we're playing, I'm just like, man, what this dude, he's going to go do something on TV. I just sit here looking. I'm like, he's just too good with people. He just speaks well. He kind of, you the same way. So, I mean, just keep it up, man. Because, like I say, I just remember him taking all these different, doing all these different things. And he just built so many connections, man. It's great to see him doing his thing.
I appreciate that. It means a lot coming from you. What's next? What's outside of Primitive that you got going that you're excited about?
Let's see. Right now, we got some new company in the works, you know, thinking about, you know, going into the insurance arena. Before I was a player, before I came into some wealth, didn't know, you know, life insurance was accessible for those without it. You know, what I'm learning is that, you know, through all these companies, all these providers, you know, life insurance is attainable for everybody. And I think it's so important just to be able to, you know, maybe, you know, put a little bit away here for on the back end. You know, if you pass away, you don't leave that burden on your family. And then you can do it as an investment as well. So there's a lot of different ways to look at it. That's something new that's on the horizon for us. But more near term, just getting excited. This foundation events are starting about to come up in the spring and summertime. Got my first annual golf outing this year.
Nice.
Michigan. So I don't know if you're golfing yet, but if you want to come up, I'll shoot your invite out.
I appreciate the invite. I'm pretty terrible right now, but if I have a growth spurt in my game, I'll be right out there to show off.
It just starts with a lesson. Believe me, I played for, like, you know, 5-6 years with some clubs before I actually got an actual lesson, bro. And then when I actually got a lesson, everything I done taught myself and learned, had to throw it out the window. All that bad muscle memory, man, out the window. So.
Oh, man. Well, then I might have to start that way, because right now I done swung it a few times. We got one of my ex-teammates, he built a golf facility, you know, and they got the simulators and everything. And I swung it a few times, and that ball, like, it got some magic to it. I said, okay, that ain't right. So I got to work on that.
Yeah. Yes, sir. It's a game that we love just because it's so hard to perfect, so hard to get right. But a couple of shots you hit around, you're like, all right, that's what keeps me coming back right there.
Right, right, right.
You gotta win more.
And they say you don't got to swing it that hard. You just got to find that perfect, like, little groove.
Find your momentum, find your swing, get your cadence right. And it's just contact. It's everything's contact. You see an old man out hit you. His swing's probably like 70 miles an hour, and you over swinging like 100 plus, and he hit it just as far, but straighter. And I'm like, damn, like, this dude, Holly Sloan, it's just the contact. He hit it on a sweet spot.
Right. Old white wisdom.
Yeah, man. Yes, sir.
But I appreciate you always, brother, joining me, and I look forward to having many more conversations in the future. Hopefully Primitive continues to evolve, and the NFL accepts it, and the players, you know, start to find other ways to deal with the inflammation and pain that you deal with throughout the season, because that's a guarantee in our game. You know that.
100%, man. I don't know if we got you a sample box out. We'll get you a sample box out, man. I think you'll enjoy it. PrimitivePerformance.com, man. It's solid, very solid product. We're getting some good reviews on people that have tried it out so far.
Sounds good. I'll be looking for that in the mail.
Yes, sir. You be well, man.
You too. Talk to you next time.
All right, appreciate it.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.